One couple. That means a date. Not like just going around with the crowd. But me and the girl. Well, that's all right. What girl?
Woody thought of Janice and how good-looking she was. He'd really have to rate to date somebody like her. Yes, he'd enjoy that. Except, well, it's too bad Janice always acts so superior and bored. She'd make a fellow feel awkward and inferior. Well, perhaps someone who doesn't feel superior. There's Betty. And yet, it just doesn't seem as if she'd be much fun. What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. So Woody decided he'd ask Anne for this first date. But just how should he ask her? And what if she refused? How do you ask for a date?
Anne? Well, how about a date?
No thanks, Woody.
Well, suppose he did it this way.
Hi, Anne. What you doing Saturday night?
I guess I'm busy.
Oh, yeah? Any chance of giving him the brush off for me?
Well, of all the nerves!
Well, is there another way?
Anne, this is Woody. Well, I have a ticket for the High Team Carnival Saturday, and, well, would you like to go?
Why, yes, Woody. I think I can go. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, shall I pick you up about 8 o'clock?
That's fine, Woody. 8 o'clock Saturday. Bye.
There you go. Do you guys like that? I found that online. I figured I had to play that today. That was so funny. I love how at the end, I love his different reactions. You know, he's dropping her off and he's like, well, so long. And he just walks off, you know. And then I like at the end also when they're just getting home and they're so enthusiastic about everything they say, you know. Well, it sure is getting late. I know I'd invite you in for a bar of candy if it weren't so late. Let's make sure to get home in time for a sandwich or something next time, you know? So funny. But I saw this online and I thought, I just have to show that. Because it's so funny to watch this because it seems so outdated. Like, I'm not going to take dating advice from that thing, you know? I don't think any of us have really ever called somebody up to ask them on a date and say, like, hey, so how about a date? You know, I don't think any of us have really tried that. I guess if I were going to pick one of those girls, I would probably pick the one with the cotton candy too, just like Woody did, right? But, so there, I mean, you could learn a little bit from that, I guess. But some better dating advice, I would say, definitely comes from God's Word. It's a much better guide for us. In fact, 2 Peter. Wanted to read a verse, a couple verses out of there for you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so what we're going to do today is have kind of a, it's a much different service. I'm not going to sit up here and teach today. What we're going to do is have more of a discussion today. And we're going to talk about this issue of relationships and dating. Now, maybe some of you guys are like, I'm way too young. I still think girls have cooties, okay? That's all right. Girls do have cooties, all right? So just keep that in your mind. Girls, guys also have cooties, all right? Just stay away from them, all right? Now, if you've moved past that, that's all right. But maybe you're just like, I'm not even ready for that. That's good. Now's the time to talk about it. Now's the time to decide how you're going to act, what you're going to do when you are ready for that. And we're going to even talk today about when you could be ready for that. Is there a right age? We're going to talk about all of it today. So be prepared for that. And the reason we're doing this, we're actually finishing up the life of Abraham in the book of Genesis. Today we would have been on chapter 24 in Genesis, but chapter 24, we're actually going to take 2 weeks to study or the next 2 weekends, and it's all about the story of when Isaac and Rebekah are brought together by the Lord, how God's timing and plan is so evident through all of that, and so we're going to discuss that more in depth the next 2 weekends. But I figured this week would be a great time to just spend some time thinking about our own thoughts on and our responses to dating and relationships, finding a future spouse, all of that kind of thing. Because a lot of people would say, how in the world could the Bible have dating advice? You know, it was written thousands of years ago. These people didn't go through what we're going through today. True, it was written thousands of years ago. True, we have different circumstances than they often did in the Bible. But the great thing is that our God is not just some lofty guy up somewhere that doesn't know what it's like to be one of us. Our God became one of us. Jesus could have come to the earth and gone straight to the years of ministry. He could have come as an adult. But instead, he was born as a baby. He knows what it's like to grow up. Did you know that Jesus, the creator of the universe, knows what it's like to be in sixth grade? Isn't that crazy? He knows what it's like. He knows the good. He knows the bad. He's been there, and the Bible spells some of these things out very clearly. He sympathizes, the Bible says, with our weaknesses. So what we're going to do right now, leaders are going to pass out some pencils and little sheets of paper that have questions on them for you. Once we get all those passed out, we'll discuss the questions here in just a moment. And then how we're going to do it, the girls are going to go on this side with the girl leaders. The guys are going to go on this side with the guy leaders. We're going to spend the first 2 or 3 minutes writing down. You guys are all going to have little pencils to write with, and you can write down your own responses to each of these questions. And then as a guys group, then as a girls group, you'll discuss, and then at the very end we'll get back together and we'll discuss as a large group your responses on all of that. So as everybody's getting those, let's read these questions here in just a minute. Okay, the questions are, number one, honestly, what's the point of dating? Now, I included that word honestly because I want you to be honest about it. What is your honest opinion? What's the point of dating? We're not looking for a right or wrong answer on here, okay? I am not going to grade these afterwards, all right? You're not going to be able to take these home and be like, hey, Mom, I got a B+ on the dating quiz, okay? That's not it, all right? We're not doing that. We're not looking for a right or wrong answer. We're looking for your honest thoughts and opinions and responses to these questions. So be honest. Don't worry about what other people are going to say. Let's just discuss all of these. So what's the point of dating? Number two, what's your view on dating? Similar questions. Number three, is middle school too early to date? Why or why not? Number four, if there is one, when is the appropriate or the proper age to date? Number five, what should you look for in a future spouse? Which, if you don't know what the word spouse means, that's husband or wife, okay? Number six, what does the Bible say about dating? And number seven, is it important to follow God's plan for dating and marriage? Explain your answer. Okay, so guys, head on over here, grab a seat on the floor. Girls, over here. And you guys have 2-3 minutes on your own to write down your own responses to these, and then we'll discuss in the groups. Good stuff. Good thought-provoking discussions. Oh, sorry. Okay. You're scaring me. Okay, so honestly, what's the point of dating? Or what is your view on dating? We'll combine the first two questions there. Now, don't be scared. Let's talk about this honestly. Okay, this is a place to be honest. What's your view? What's the point of dating? Why do it? What do you think? Okay, getting to know another person. In your case, a guy. In a guy's case, a girl. Okay, so getting to know somebody. What else? Why else would we date? What's the point? Yeah. Okay, having a good experience or meeting people. All right. That might be one reason people date. What else? To get a chick to like you so then she can marry you. Thank you for your honesty. All right. Yes. To see if you're compatible, okay? What else? All right. I would say probably the biblical view on dating, the point is marriage. The point of, in fact, I like one way, in fact, Adam Medina said it. He said dating is kind of like an interview for marriage. And the point is, You're trying to find somebody that one day you're going to marry. So let me ask you this. If you end up in a relationship where you would say, there's no way I'll ever marry this person, what should you do? Stop dating them. That would be a great idea, okay? Now, obviously, be loving about it. Don't just say, I would never marry you. Get out of here. You know, don't say that, all right? That's bad. You might get slapped or something. Okay, so I think we can all see how dating, the point of it, really, when you really break it down, is you're trying to find somebody that you'd like to eventually spend the rest of your life with. So that brings up an important question. Is middle school too early to start looking for that person? Is middle school too early? You said no. Why do you say no? That's all you got for me, because? Oh, come on. You have to have some reason. Why do you think it's cool to date in middle school? Okay, so it prepares you for later on. Okay, what else? You guys think it's too early, too late? Okay, too early because you're like, dude, I really don't know what, I can't even keep track of myself, much less a girl, right? Too immature, okay? Very good. Okay, so what are the chances, she says, that you're going to meet somebody in middle school, hang out with them for another 7 years or however long it is till you can get married, and actually marry that person? What are the chances? Now, I actually have heard of people doing that. The chances are out there, so don't get me wrong on that, but they're very slim, I would say. So why is it too early right now? You guys are kind of saying maybe this is too early, huh, Gina? Okay, so it's helping you look for that person? Let me tell you guys this. Did you guys know that statistically, people who date and go back and forth between one guy or girl to the next, back and forth, statistically, they are much, much more likely when they do get married to end up divorced. You know why? Because they've gotten used to the habit of, you know what? This relationship isn't working out. I'm just going to go to the next one. And so they get used to that in dating. Now, dating, it's a little different. You're not legally binding yourself to that person. But marriage, a lot of times, people end up in divorce because they've gotten in the habit of just going from one guy to the next or one girl to the next. So think about that. It can be a dangerous thing to be involved in. So if you say middle school's too early, then what would be the proper age? Is there an age? Is there a certain time that's good? Okay, near the end of high school. Why do you say that? Okay, because you could actually marry them, right, in the next at least couple years. Or you're saying you'd be mature enough by that point. Okay. What else? Yeah. 16. Why do you say 16? Okay, because you don't want your mom to drive you around. Okay. Good. Because what happens when you're in middle school and you ask somebody out and you're like, hey, you should be my girlfriend now. We could do fun stuff together, like get our braces tightened and buy glasses together and fun stuff like that, you know? And what are you going to do? Your mom, you know, I think that's a good point. At what point is it okay? Is there an age? Yeah. Do what? Okay, so whenever God brings that person your way. So what if you're 11 and you say, this is it. This is it. This is probably the one I'm going to marry. Should you date her at that point? Okay, so that's probably not it. Is that what you're saying? All right, what else? After high school. Why after high school? Good. I'll bet your dad would love to hear that answer. Good. My daughter won't be till she's about 35 that she'll be allowed to date. I don't know about your parents, but that's the rule for mine. Yes. Anybody else? Okay, how about this one? What do you look for in a future spouse? If the point of dating is looking for a future spouse, what should you be looking for? Okay, future plans, if they kind of see eye to eye, okay? Religion, okay, what's important about that? Uh-huh. Right, so if you're a Christian, is it a big deal to marry a non-Christian? Okay. Like what? Can you think of one? Uh-huh. Okay. Right, right. Okay. So even if you're a little off, it might still be okay. Is that what you're saying? Okay, depends on their outlook. Okay, so he's looking for a hot Christian. There you go. Now, I like the honesty, okay? I like the honesty. That's actually every time we've discussed this, that has come up. I want to marry a Christian that's hot, okay? Now, let's be honest. Let's be honest. The looks factor plays a big part in it, doesn't it? Even in my marriage today, I remember the first time I saw Jen, okay? I was at summer camp. She was up on the stage getting ready to lead worship. And I walked in. I heard her singing. Let me tell you what I did not think. I did not walk in the gym and say, "Praise the Lord, what a great Christian." I did not think that, okay? Now, I automatically assumed that she was a Christian because she was a leader at the summer camp. But the first thing I thought was, that girl's cute. I need to find out who that is, you know? That was the first thing. Now, some people take that way too far. And they have pictures hanging on their ceilings and, you know, and sometimes people take the look factor way too far. And I can tell you that it's not about the outside. I've met a lot of great looking people on the outside that when you really get to know them, they're not that great on the inside, if you know what I mean, right? So where do you guys think the importance lies? Is it more on the outside? Is it more on the inside? What kind of features should you look for? Okay, so don't marry an atheist or a psycho. That's good dating advice right there. Right there, yeah. No, it's you, yeah. Personality, okay. The way they are in their heart. Okay, what do you mean by that? Okay, the way they think, the way they act because of that. Okay, good. Okay, both. What do you mean both? Outward and inside. Okay, good. Yeah, I like the honesty. That's totally true. Good. Yeah, Jameson. Okay. So you think first, number one thing should be that they love God. Why do you think that's so important? Very cool. So if they really love God, they're going to find it in their hearts to love you then too, right? Very cool. Good. Okay, Phil says you should only date somebody that you'd be equally yoked with. Now that's good, biblical term, but what does that mean, to be equally yoked? Do you guys know what that means? How does that even apply to us? Okay, to be both Christians. Let me tell you where that comes from. In the Bible times, they would have, like, plowing a field, they would have two big oxen, all right? And they had to be equally yoked. Basically, what that means is they would get two oxen that were the same size, same similar strength, and they would put what's called a yoke around their neck, and it would bind those two oxen together. Now, here's the thing. If you get some, like, puny oxen, like me, you know, all skinny and sickly looking, right? And then you get some big old buff oxen that's like, yo, what up, right? And so the buff oxen and the skinny puny one, and they get yoked together, you know what's going to happen? The buff one is going to end up like dragging the puny one, like, hey, dude, come on, do your share here, right? And eventually, the line is going to get all off on the field because they can't focus. They don't see eye to eye as they're going through the field. And so it's not only an agricultural thing, important to have two animals that are the similar strength, similar size, but it's also same for us. It's important to see eye to eye with whoever you're in a relationship with. Now, let me ask you this. What does the Bible say about dating? What does the Bible say about dating? Does anybody know? Some principles the Bible gives for dating. Do you have one? Okay, so the wife should be submissive to the husband, but the husband should also be loving the wife, right? In fact, the Bible says that the husband should love the wife like Jesus loves the church. That's a pretty incredible love. What else? Let me ask you this. What is it important for us to follow God's plan for dating and marriage? Okay, you say yes, but why is that important? What could happen if you don't? Yeah. Okay, get in really bad situations. Okay, your relationship probably won't last long. Okay, let me just tell you as we wrap this up that I have seen both sides of it. I've been in a relationship before that was purely physical. It was only focused on the outside. And I can tell you that that leads to more pain, more heartache, more consequences than it was ever worth. And in the middle of that relationship, it was great. It was fun. Everybody else was having fun. It was a blast. But man, I can tell you the day that relationship ended was so hard and so painful. And to this day, that was years ago, to this day, there are times that it still has consequences in my life. And I want you guys to understand that God has a plan, a very specific plan. God has one person out there that he has for you. Okay? So the great thing is, now how many of you guys want to get married at some point in life? Okay? Okay, now let's do this. Guys only, who do you guys, how many of you guys want to get married? Guys only. Okay, girls, look around. There you go. See? They want to get married, all right? Okay, so now here's the thing. God's got a plan. God specifically has somebody, and what I want to challenge you guys to do is wait on God's timing. Don't rush into things. I think we kind of agreed in here this morning that middle school might be a little too early. Now, you guys need to make sure that your motives are right, that you're prayed up about all of this. And in the next 2 weeks, as we study about Isaac and Rebecca and how God brings them together, we're going to learn some biblical principles on relationships. And that hopefully will help you in the future, all right? So if you have more questions, I'd love to talk to you right after we pray and close right now. Do you have one more? Uh-huh. Very good. Do not arouse love before the proper time. And that's in Song of Solomon. Very good. So before the proper time, there's no point. Okay? Good. Yeah. Very nice. All right. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for bringing us here this morning. Thank you that your word gives us everything we need for life and godliness. And that you've got it all laid out. Lord, I pray for each of these students, they would live their lives pure. They would live their lives holy, that they would, instead of pushing their own schedule or doing what they want to do or doing even what's being pressured by others on them to do, Lord, that they would trust in your timing and your plan, and God, that they would see that you bless obedience. Over these next couple of weeks as we study, God, I pray that you would just reveal your word to us and your plan for relationships. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you guys for coming. If you have any more questions, let me know.
Good night, Woody.
Night, Ann.